right now, as you're driving or listening or wherever you are, and you think about all the people in your life you have any conflict with, all of them, all right? If it's your mother about something that happened when you were two, if it's your neighbor, if it's your boyfriend or your wife or anybody, just kind of list them in your mind from the people that you hate the most, that you have the most trouble with, down to the ones who just annoy you. And you find out who all these people are, and you send them all love. All right? See, it's easy to send love to the people who smell good. It's easy to send love to the people who do the things you're supposed to do and who are nice to you. All right? That's not a test of love. When Christ was on the cross and someone threw a spear into his rib, his reaction was, forgive them. You know, they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. And when I tell people that who claim to be Christians, and then they tell me who they hate and who they don't, I say, you are a Christian because that is the title that you have placed on yourself, but you're not Christ-like. I mean, and that's the test. Be Christ-like. Don't be a Christian. That's an easy thing to do. Be part of the orthodoxy. Anybody can do that. Just call themselves that and go to church on Sunday. How do you think? All right? Now, you take and you do that, and you send that out, and every time you get hate in your life or anything, you practice sending out love to that person, even if it's somebody who's being nasty to you on an airplane or somebody at a bakery who's stepping ahead of you or whatever. And you practice letting people in on the freeway and getting the hate out, the anguish out, the wanting to get ahead of somebody else, the wanting to prove you're better than somebody else. And you make that a way of life, okay? So that means you're filled up with love and you're giving love away. Then love starts coming back into your life and you become free because it's like that hate that you harbor inside of you is a poison that's worse than a cancer, and it's worse than any alcohol. It never goes away. It just continues to eat at you. And until you are able to do that, you can't experience no-limit living or self-actualization or whatever you want to call it.